From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The Islamic State has taken credit for two deadly bombings on the Arabian Peninsula Friday. Both bombings targeted Shiite mosques and came as Iraq's vice president questioned the effectiveness of U.S.-led airstrikes against ISIL. One blast in the eastern Saudi Arabian governorate of Qatif killed at least 19 people. A second explosion near a mosque in the Yemeni capital of Sana'a wounded 13. Iraqi Vice President Ayad Alawi had said that he has asked Iraqi's leaders to form a strategy in the face of what he sees as a failed air campaign that is not controlling the militant group's growth.
It's not something positive which is happening, but we hope that we can conquer. The war is war. You lose some of the fightings, but you have to win the war ultimately, and we are embarking on winning the war against ISIS.
Mr. Alawi's comments came about a week after the Islamic State gained control of the Iraqi city of Ramadi. President Barack Obama reaffirmed the U.S. commitment to Israel's security and stressed that Iran must not, under any circumstances, be allowed to get a nuclear weapon. Speaking at one of Washington's largest synagogues Friday, Mr. Obama said a framework agreement reached between Iran and six world powers has already halted or rolled back part of Tehran's nuclear program.
So nobody has a bigger personal stake in making sure that it delivers on its promise. I want a good deal.
Negotiators from Iran and the group of P5 plus one have been working against a June 30th deadline for a final agreement.